Okay, let's just backtrack a little bit to what we saw last time. We dealt with the sugi of Shkune Gavoy and Daf Kaftes Amad Beis. We saw that we have Machokas Rishonim, exactly what is the Marei Kama claiming? What is the Taina of Shkune Gavoy Avos? And we saw that within the Rashba, he was claiming that he lived in an inner room. And the Ramban asked, so what? Since when is being a neighbor an issue in terms of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? I can sell an outer room and still live in the inner room. How does that affect the Chazaka of the person in the outer room? How does it affect his Taina? So we saw two directions within the Rashbam. One within the Rashbam himself, who adds the words that he was also Mishtamish Bahadeh, that he was also using it with him, Mishtamish Imcha Bebayas Achitzon, namely that there was no Chazaka in the first place. Masha'en Kain, we saw that this point out by Benjamin Miller, that Tosfos over here explained the Rashbam Havili Orech Alach, and the Rosh also explains the Rashbam Havili Orech Alach, that it's not a question of Ishtamshus, simply using he claims that I went in and out via your apartment, that I used that as a passageway, and we saw in the Ritva that even though I had an alternative, I use that dafka to serve as a machah. Namely, our question isn't as to whether we have a chazaka, but whether we have a machah. And then we said that ambiguity within the taina of Shchune Gavoy, are we dealing with the hishtamshus? And the Rosh says the hishtamshus is the derech halah. Is it a separate hishtamshus? Is it part of the hishtamshus? Are we dealing over here with an issue? Was there a chazaka altogether? Or there was a maisa chazaka, was there a macha, that could be what underlies the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rava. Rav Nachman, who views this as an issue on the chazaka itself, so bror achilaska, so you have to prove you have a chazaka. Rava says, no, the maisa chazaka was there. The question is to whether it was a macha, hamotzi mechaveiro, olav haraya. Even though this is very, very nice and neat, the Rashbam himself did not learn this way. The Rashbam himself understood the machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rava as to how seriously do we take the ma'arer. That the Rashbam points out, Dibra Maschil Olav, that Olav la ma'arer lohavi raish nishtamishim, osfile la Rava, the kevan shero edim lazeh ha'muchsak nishtamish bogim oshanim. Namely that Rava's Taina, everyone agrees the question over here is, does he have a chazaka, does the machzik have a chazaka, or doesn't he have a chazaka? The question is, how seriously do we take the Marei Kama's claim that he's a phantom? No one saw him here, no one saw him there, etc. The Tosfos was disturbed, kanir'eh, by this issue. Namely, where is this ma'arir coming from? That lechora he's just an apparition. It just there's nothing there. So he says nearly hayalo edim shaya b'shchune gavoy. You know, Chanami, he doesn't have edim on the hishtamshus. He doesn't have edim on the derech alav. But at least he has edim that he was b'shchune gavoy, that he was a neighbor. Then there's what to talk about. Had there not been those edim that he was b'shchune gavoy, then there would have been then his taina never would have gotten off of the ground in the first place. In any case, that's the direction of the Rashbam's Shchune Gavoy. We saw in Chachmei Sfarad, all Chachmei Sfarad, starting from the Ramban and further, Rashba, Rabbi Yonah, the Ritva, Vechulei, they all understood Shchune Gavoy, that the Ma'arir was down south. He was in Florida, he was in Eilat, he was far away from where the Chazaka was actually taking place. And again, we have an ambiguity, therefore he didn't hear of the Chazaka, or therefore he couldn't have been Mocha. Again, that ambiguity can serve as the background of the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava. But whether we learn like the Rashbam in the various permutations, or whether we learn like the Ramban, the question is, what's the hemshech of the Gemara, the Kasha, the Rava, Kasha, Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman? Up to now, we've explained Rava and Rav Nachman as uniquely relating to the world of Chazaka. Do we have a suffix in the chazaka? Do we have a suffix in the macha? Do we take him seriously? Don't we take him seriously? What does all that have to do with Nichsei de Bar Sisin? So we pointed out that we can explain the machlokas on a different plane, namely that according to Rava, if you are coming to undermine someone else's taina with a very unusual circumstance, with a very unusual set of set of factors, yitachein, that even if you're a machzik, then you're the one who is now the motzi mechayv alav haraya. Even though you have the upper hand, al pi din, but since what you're claiming is so unusual, therefore you have to bring the raya. And then, nichsi debar sisin also, we have the norm, is that the language of the shtar should be taken literally, and then we have the exception that even though we have this tremendous extraordinary coincidence, that even though this land is called Nichsi Debar Sisin, in reality it's not Nichsi Debar Sisin. That has to be proved according to Rava. Well, it doesn't have to be proved according to Rav Nachman, and then we would have a stira between Rava and Rava, a stira between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman, and then the maskana of the Gemara could be that which we spoke about earlier. That's one way of learning. We pointed out also, and I'm sorry I got confused when I was saying it over to you last time, there's another way of understanding the maskana, because this way of understanding the maskana is that nichse debar sisin is one issue. That's an issue as to whether we view this as a rule, as an exception, v'chulei. And the shkunei gavoi is a question within dine chazaka. Are we dealing over here with a question on the chazaka, a question on the macha? Do we take the person seriously? Don't we take him seriously? That's a different issue. Or we can understand that both by shkunei gavoi and by nichsei debar sisin, we have one issue, but just the one issue is, when we have a suffix, a muchzakus, in which direction do we go? Do we go after the metzius, who currently is holding on to it, or do we go after the matzav hamishpati, who legally has what appears to be a better claim? Over here, the marekama, and in the case of nichsei debar sisin, the individual holding on to the shtar, which says, kol nichsei debar sisin mizavinan lach. And then it would turn out that Rava would be on the same direction, and Rav Nachman would be in the same direction. That's what we spoke about last time. However, we started from the middle of the mountain, working our way up. We didn't see the basis of the mountain. The basis of the mountain, of course, is the Rif. Well, how did people learn before the Rashbam? How did Chazal, how did the Rishonim, pre-Rashbam, pre-Ramban, how did they understand the Sugya? And so the Rif gives us a certain evolution. He gives us a perush of the Gaonim, and then his own perush. The perush of the Gaonim is, it's even hard to say it, but we'll say it because the Gaonim said it, is that Ahu Gavra, that when he said, Ano bishkune gavoy havoy, what the Gemara is saying is, this is just a statement coming out of this person's mouth. This person has no evidence to the fact that he was bishkune gavoy. That's which Tosfos takes for granted, that certainly he must have eidim that he was there. The Gaonim understood, no, that's exactly the case. He has no eidim. He has a claim. Ano havai bishkune gavoy. So let's toss him out the window. Who cares he has a claim? We have a person sitting on the land who says that he bought it. He's been here 3 years. This other person has no eidim. So the machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rava is, how do we view the hodo'as ba'al din of the machzik? The machzik says, minoch zivintei. The machzik is bringing this person into the picture. So do we say we have over here hodo'as ba'al din on the part of the machzik? And now the machzik, once he opened his mouth, stuck his foot into his mouth, now he has to prove his chazaka, because he created a Frankenstein. He created a marekama. And that marekama, in other words, is here. He's standing, he's saying, it's my field. Vahare, you say you bought it from me. Right? That's the Hodoaz Baldinas, it's my field. Or do we say, we have over here a rule, Hapesha Asar, Hapesha Hitir, that in the same way that I created the Frankenstein, I said, but I bought it from you. Namely, I created you and then destroyed you. I built you and I tore you down. Hapesha Asar, Hapesha Hitir. And that's the machokas over here, according to the Gaonim, between Rav Nachman and Rava. Do we say we have over here Hodoaz Baldin? Or do we say we have over here a principle of hapeh she'asar, hapeh shehitir? The problem with this approach is what the Rif himself points out, and that is it's a Mishnah. That we have a Mishnah exactly on this situation in Ksuvas. That even though classically the Mishnah is in Ksuvas deal with Ksuva, here we have a Mishnah in Ksuvas on Daf Tes Vav Amidei is dealing with Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Mishnah over there says, Ha'isha shenis armala o nizgarsha. He omeres besula nisatani, hu omer lo kiela amana nisatich, v'chule. Then the Mishnah continues, umode Rav Yoshua, ba'omer l'chaveru soda zo shel avicho ha'yisa, ulekachtia himenu, shehu ne'eman, she'apeh she'osar, hu ha'peh she'hitir. Im yesh edim shu shel aviv, hu omer l'chachtia himenu, eino ne'eman. Then he has to bring cheskas gimel shani, has to bring varu his achila. However, if he's the one that creates the Frankenstein, if he says "Sada zu shel avicha yisa," and there are no edim that it belonged to the father, the moment he says "Ulkachtia mimenu," we have a pesha asar who a pesha hitir. He created a monster and destroyed the monster. So we say he's neman, that monster simply no longer exists. It was created behevel piv and it was destroyed behevel piv. So how can we have a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava on something which is a black and white Mishnah, Moda Rav Yoshua? And the Gemara says not only that this person is Ne'eman, Apesha Itir, even without a Chazaka. That's what the Gemara continues over there in Ksuvos. Even without Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Simply, there's no Marikama. A Marikama without Edim is meaningless. Even if the Machzik agrees that he was there, the moment he says, he shoots him down. So because of that, the Rif simply throws away the Shita of the Gaonim. The question is, what do we do with the Shita of the Gaonim? Can we just toss it, you know, in the recycling bin like the Rif? Yes? A person is coming claiming, I am the Mari Kama, and I'm around. Now, Shchune Gavoy is not a statement of where I am in terms of location. Am I a close neighbor, like according to Rashbam? Am I a very, very distant individual, according to the Ramban? Is saying, I have a history. I am the previous owner. I'm coming and saying, Ishkune Gavai Havai, I'm the previous owner. That's all it means. But I have no agent.
And I sold it
to you. I claim I never sold it to you. I claim you're a Gazla. You claim, you're right, you were the previous owner, but I bought it from you. But I claim I'm the previous owner, and I'm still the owner. I've been living here all along in the general area. I never sold this. You're a Gazlan. In other words, Shchune Gavoy doesn't have any meaning in terms of location. Shchune Gavoy is that I am a previous owner. That's all that's being said, but I have no proof. So I just want to suggest, we're not learning the sugi of a pesha asar, a pesha hitir by any means, certainly not at this point. But the sugya is that sugya over there in the beginning of the second parak of Ksuvos, where the Mishnah is. And over there, there's a Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos Dibran Skul Moda, Daf Tesvah from the days, Mitoch Perish HaKuntrus Mashma, the Dafka Kishe'en Hala Tovo, the Ne'eman, the Migo Dibo Ishosik, Avorim Tovo, Eino Ne'eman. HaPesha Asra HaPesha Hita, we only say when a person initiates this claim. If I were to come to the court and I were to say, I bought this field from so-and-so, and I've been living here for 3 years, etc., then I have a hapesha asar hapesha hitir. That so-and-so is totally out of the picture. But if so-and-so comes to court and says, that fellow is a gazlan, and then I come to court and said, nachon, he once owned it, but I bought it from him, then we don't apply hapesha asar hapesha hitir. That's a hodo'as ba'odin kameh edim dami. That part of the ne'emonus of hapesha asar hapesha hitir is that it was a statement that came on a tabula rasa. It came on a clear day. It wasn't a response to a claim. It was simply a voluntary admission. Tosus rejects that. Tosus says ma pitom v'chulei. But clearly that would help us in our sugya. Hu damar le lechavre my boys b'hai ara. There's a tfiya in the court, and that person responds. Oh, you're right, you were once here, but I bought it from you. There, according to Rav Nachman, we would not say HaPesha Asar, we have Odo'as Baldin. Well, according to Rava, we do say HaPesha Asar, and HaMotzi Mechavelo Haraya, v'chule v'chule. And then the Gaonim would be okay, because we pass them like Rava, according to the Gaonim, and everyone would live happily ever after. But, in other words, the Rif rejects the Gonim. The Rif built the Gonim and then rejects it. How did the Rif himself learn? And you saw that Lachor is not just the Rif, but also the Rambam. Hahud amal yachavri, my boss b'hai ara, amal anach binachzev intei, I bought it from you, v'achlus shnei chazak. Amalei, what are you talking about? You bought it from me? Ana b'shchunei gavoy havoy. When you claimed 3 years ago that you bought it from me, I was nowhere to be seen. I was on vacation in Honolulu. I wasn't around at that time. So how in the world do you say that you bought this field from me? To buy a field, there has to be the presence of the mocher and the presence of the lokeach. You may have been around 3 years ago. I wasn't in town 3 years ago. That's my claim. And on that we have a machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rav and Rava. Is that a valid claim or not? That's the way the Rif understands. The whole world comes down on the Rif. Namely, the Rif is like target practice for every Rishon. You open up the Shita Mekubetzes, the first thing a Rishon does is he shoots down the Rif. Then he comes up with his own Perish. First he has to shoot down the Rif. And they all shoot down the Rif with 1,000,001 arrows. The Ramban shoots down the Rif and says, why in the world does the mocher have to be around to sell a field? You never heard of shlichus? You never heard of mechira l'acharamid? There are all sorts of, we're in a halachic system. In a halachic system, everything can be virtual. As long, in other words, we can have a situation where maybe 10 years ago the field was sold with the mechira to take effect 3 years ago. In other words, that we had a mechira l'achar sheva shanim. And the fellow hasn't been around, so what? But he sold it 10 years ago. Or that he sent a shliach. In other words, that there are so many other ways of selling fields other than the mocher being around. Or maybe the lokeach went to Honolulu and he bought it in Honolulu 3 years ago. In Achinami, the mocher was in Honolulu. But who cares? Maybe the lokeach was also in Honolulu. What kind of proof is that by saying, Ana b'shchunei gavoy ana? Comes on the Ravid and he says, let's assume that the lokeach claims, you're right, you know, you really weren't around. I made a mistake. It wasn't 3 years ago, it was 4 years ago. I didn't buy it from you here, I bought it from you there. I bought it from, in other words, so what's the problem? Why can't the lokeach change his taina? So his taina is lakuach ubiyadi. Mine afkamina about the details. We're not talking about here about an aid. In an aid, there's drisha, there's chakira, there's kevan shehigid choser, shuvein achoser umagid. Here we're dealing with a taina. The taina is that I bought it. My nafkamina, the nitty-gritty, the technical details of how and when I bought it. That's not the ikar. The ikar is that you were your history and I'm current events. That you were here, but currently I'm the owner. Why, in other words, that's what all the Rishonim, again, everyone asked in a different variation. The Ravids found the Shin Mekubetzes, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rabbin. You know, they all ask the same questions on the Rif. Comes on the Rambam, and he takes the Rif as being Torah Misinai. This is Pshat in Shlunei Gavoy, in Perek Tesvav, Hilchos Toin Benitan, Halacha Yud, Hevi Ma'arir Eidim Shezo Asoda Shelo, Vizo Shebesocha Toin Mimchala Kachtia Vachatia Shnei Chazaka, Vehevi Eidim Shocha Shnei Chazaka, Tan Ha'ma'arir Vamar Hechtiton Shel Kachtia Meni Hayom Shalosh Shanim, Uba'oso Hazman Lo Hayisim Imdina Zo, Matzrichin zeshe besocho lohaviraya shezeproni shema'arer haya ima b'medina bizman hazeshe toin shemachar lobo afilu yom echad kedei sheye efshar sheyim kor v'yim lohevi misalkinoso. Not only do we have a shita of Rav Nachman, we paskin like Rav Nachman. We paskin that the onus of the proof is on the lokeach who claimed lekuachu biyadi. He has a taina. He has edim of chazaka. Namely, what over here the Ma'ara is trying to do is saying, you have a chazaka she'eni mataina. What do you mean I have a chazaka she'eni mataina? I have a taina. In a chinami, maybe the details aren't 100% correct, but is that really a factor? So, to understand the Rif, no, anyone have a direction for the Rif? Yeah?
Ramani mentions Parish on the Rambam, and he says that we know that the Ma'arar was in, let's say, Paris the day before, and we know he was there a day after, so that's why the onus is on, according to Ranach, the onus is on the Masik, because we know, we have Eidim that's most likely that he was not with Medina.
You said it, but the question is, Becholza, what do we do with the questions of all the Rishonim? If he wasn't in Medina, maybe it was a Shliach that was sent. Maybe the Mechira took place a year earlier with La'achar Lamed. Maybe he made a mistake in Achinami, and it was really bought at a different time. In other words, what about all of those questions? So the Kesef Mishnah gives ukimta that he said black and white. I'm telling you, it was this. You know that the date was already raised by the machzik, and he was very clear about the day. Or that we're dealing with a shas cherum, and no one, there was no communication, there was no traveling. You can't say people traveled. There were no shlichim being sent. There was World War II. No boats were flying. No boats were sailing. Sorry, boats don't fly. No boats were sailing. There were U-2s all around. No one could get from place X to place Y. Okay, those are ukimtot, but all that's missing in the Rambam. You can give an ukimta if you want to the Rif. It's very hard to give an ukimta to the Rambam. The Rambam is giving you rules. So I'd like to suggest that maybe within the world of Chazaka, we have to take one step back. The whole world of Chazaka that we're dealing with, of Cheskas Habatim, is when we have a suffik as to whether there was a machira or this is a gzela. We have to start off with the latest suffik. We have to start off with the suffik. The suffik is generally created by Taina on part A, Taina on part B, Edim on side A, Edim on side B. We have a suffik. Then Chazal tell us, how do we deal with this suffik? Is there a proper chazaka? Is there not a proper chazaka? If there's no suffik to begin with, we don't get off the ground. Within the world of Sfeikos, those who learn Daf Yomi, so in Perek, Cheska Sabatim, Folchba, Folchba, the Kulaba, we have a Gemara later on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Look with me together, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Deal with the Mishnah over there in Taharos, Perek Vav Mishnah Hei. Fourth line in Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Hanichnas lebik'a b'yemos hagishamim, v'tuma b'sade pronis. V'amar, halachti l'makom halaz, I went into this bik'a that has a number of fields, v'eni yodeya, im nichnasti l'oso makom olo. I don't know if I entered into the field in which we have a tuma. Rav Elazar mitaher, chachamim mitamim. Shehaya Rav Elazar omer, safek bi'a tahor, safek magatum'a tamei. That we have over here a machlokas between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. We have a safek as to whether someone came in contact with tuma. Classically, the rule is that when you have a safek tuma birshus hayachid tamei, a safek tuma birshus harabim tahor. We learn out the dinim of tuma v'tahara from the world of sota. The case of sota is a case of yichud, of rishus hayachid. So when we have a safek as to whether there was znut in the world of sota, so if it's a rishus hayachid, safek tuma rishus hayachid, so we say tamei. Safek tuma rishus harabim tahor. This bika has the status of rishus hayachid. This bika is owned by eight people. Eight people have fields in this bika. That's what we call a rishus hayachid, not a rishus harabim. So chachamim say, this person went into the bika. He's not sure if he walked over the area or touched the area where there is tuma, so he's tamei. Comes from Rav Elazar and says, no. Depends what the suffik is. If the suffik is that he definitely went into the field in which there is tuma, but is not sure if he touched the tuma, that's suffik magatuma, that's tamei. If the question is, did he go into the field in which there is tuma, right, that here we have Arabica. Okay, these are the fields in the bika. One of these fields has tuma in it. This person went into this bika. So according to Chaim, he went into the bika. That's a suffix as to whether he touched the tuma or not. According to Rav, no. We have over here a question. He went into the bika, but maybe he didn't go into this field. Maybe he didn't go into this field. And that's already tahar. Safek bia, whether he went into the field or not, that's already tahar. Why is it? What's the difference whether, I mean, it's the same safek. Did he touch this or not? So the Rashbam understands that it's difference between safek and sfeik sfeika. That we have a sfeik sfeika. Maybe I went into field Y. And even if I went into field X, maybe I didn't touch the tumah. That's the sfeik sfeika of Rav Elazar. That's the Rashbam. But Tosas over there doesn't learn that way. Because it says everything we're learning out from Sota. In Sota, we only have one kind of suffik. Suffik maga. Was there a maisabiyah? Was there not a maisabiyah? The moment that we have a question as to whether there was even a possibility of a maisabiyah, that goes beyond the world of Sota. Such a suffik doesn't generate tuma. The only suffix that generates tuma is suffix maga. Not, I'm sorry, using the word bia in two different contexts, not a suffix as to whether he entered into the field in the first place. Namely, we have a shita of Rav Elazar. shita of the Tanoim, that there's a difference between a suffix within an incident and a suffix as to the whether the incident took place in the first place. That if you have a suffix as to whether the incident took place in the first place, that's not even called a suffix. If there was an incident and we have a suffix as to what exactly happened, that's a suffix. So over here, this is l'chora what the Rambam and the Rif are telling us. That if we can create a suffix as to whether there was a mechira at all, whether there was a mechira at all, in other words, if we have an improbability that a mechira took place at all, then we don't enter into the world of Keskas Gimel Shanim. All that the machzik has to prove is that there's a possibility of mechira. The machzik doesn't have to bring a shtar. He doesn't even have to prove, according to the Rambam, that he was there on the day that he claimed. He has to prove that the lokeach and the mocher were both in the same area at some time in that time frame, that the mechira was a possibility. Once the mechira was a possibility, then we move over into the world of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But if I have a question as to whether there was a mechira at all, whether b'chal is leidas ha-safek, maybe that's already reshita of Rav Elazar, safek bia tahar, safek magatuma tameh, that we have a safek which is not, which goes beyond the rules of the classic suffix. Something in that direction. Yes?
I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but could we suggest that the only reason to believe the machzik is because of his chazaka of 3 years? And the entire chazaka is based on the fact that the ma'arer wasn't mocha. But if the ma'arer is saying is that the mechira never occurred, meaning and it never could have occurred, then that's begam the entire. Then the chazaka is not right.
Right.
He's giving the reason why he was.
Right. The question is: do we have any precedent for that? Do we have any? I mean, This is what the Ramban also asking. In other words, if the Ma'ari really is correct, why didn't he say a word, even to say that the Mechira didn't say you're a Gazlan?
Just he knows that the guy has no taina.
Yeah, but all the cases of chazaka is where the person has no taina. I understand what you're saying. It's basically the same thing. In other words, you're saying that it goes beyond the suffix. The question is, where do we find such a concept that that I'm just bringing a parallel situation from the world of Tuma, that there is, we don't pass it like Rav Elazar in the world of Tuma. Chachamim, we pass it like Chachamim and Metamim. If you walk through the Bika, since we don't know what field it's in, so it's one big suffix maga. But according to Rav Elazar, there has to be a possibility of a suffix. You know, it's here we're removing the possibility of the suffix in the first place. Okay. One other issue that we left open, going back to Daf Lamed, the Kaftesimid Beis, is going back to the Shita of Chachmei Sfarad. Shune Gavoi means that this person was in the middle of nowhere, that he was he was down south, that he wasn't in contact with the world. He was in Antarctica. Okay, he was Antarctica. He was not in contact with the world. When exactly was he in Antarctica? We have over here a 3-year period of a chazaka. Is he claiming I was in Antarctica for 3 years? Is he claiming I was in Antarctica for 2 out of those 3 years? Does it make a difference if we're dealing with the first 2, the last 2? So here you saw that Rabbeinu Yonah relates to this. And he says something very, very radical. Makes sense, but it's radical. Rabbi Yonah says as follows. Umihu, I'm reading from towards the end of the Dibur HaMaskel of Amalei Rava. Umihu, Kevon Shehevi Eidim Shayaimo B'Medina Shana Shlishis O Chodesh Echod B'Sof Shalosh B'Mokom Shayayocho Lishmoa Al HaChazoka V'Limchos Af Al Pishahaya Shtei Shonim Rishonos B'Mokom Cherum Hare Ze Chazaka Sherei Kevon Shehigia L'Mokom Shachazoka Nishma'as Sham Chokar, Viyoda, Sheze hechzik bekarka shalosh shaloshanim v'haya lo limchos. Then he brings the raya from that Gemara later on, and then he continues, aval, im haya imo b'medina b'shtei shanim rishonis v'lo haya imo b'medina shash shana shlishis, ein hachazaka, shelo haya zokuk limchos at sof shlishis, harei hu b'makom cheirum b'sof shlishis. Rabbi Yonah says, it all depends on the 36th month. The 36th month. Namely, if we have an individual who was in Antarctica for 35 months, right, 2 11/12 years, and just the last 12th of the third year, that last month, he came back to civilization, and he wasn't mocha, he loses. If we have a person, pumfakert, who was in civilization for 35 months, and that last month he was in Antarctica, then that knocks off the chazaka. Then he wins. Because he wasn't able to be mocha. He wasn't able to be mocha. That's, in other words, everything depends, hakol holech achar hachasima. Everything depends on the very, very end. If the very, very end he was in civilization, even if he was out of touch for 2 years and 11 months, then he loses. If in the last month he was out of civilization, then the Ma'arer, the Marikama, wins. That's the din of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's take each side and let's see. Let's take the side that this person was in Antarctica for 2 years and 11 months, and the last month he came back. What's the svara of Rabbeinu Yonah that he has? In other words, if he's not mocha in this month, that he loses.
He knows someone's been in Shkil for 3 years. It doesn't matter if you see it the whole time. If we're going to go back to and explain Rava's 3 years is really building off one of his previous answers, that it's that a person is mocking when someone's in for 3 years. So when you see them on the last day, he knows the guy's been there for 3 years. He has to make mocha right away.
Right. In other words, that the knowledge that this person has been there for 3 years can come about keheref ayin. There's no need for 3 years of this person stewing in his, in his frustration. In other words, that the moment that the person hears that the clock is running out, this person has been on your land for 3 years, then we expect an immediate macha. Without that immediate macha, then the machzik has a raglaim ladavar, that kevon deshasik, that kanaret's not his. No person would be shosek after knowing someone's been on his land for 3 years, even if that knowledge just came to him overnight. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Could you, Al Pi Svara, disagree with that? Is there room to disagree? I mean, is Rabbeinu Yonah glat? Everyone should agree to him? And if you disagree, how would you disagree? Yes?
According to the Ramban, Shtika is like the final lover. You need 3 years of Shtika. Why else would you need 3 years?
Okay. In other words, you could say that Rabbeinu Yonah is taking things much, much too far, that the din of shtika is built into the human personality, that there are, people have patience for short periods of time, but there's a certain point over 3 years that one's going to lose one's cool, and you need shtika for 3 years. You need shtika for 3 years, namely that the only time that we're going to have a chazaka is if this person has been in civilization, has been in touch for 3 full years, and he's been able to be mocha for those 3 full years. That's a possibility. That I didn't find a Rishon who says black on white, but there's also an in-between case. Between the person being around for full 3 years and between his being around only for the last month, what other option is there? The Shukri Rai will come to, yes?
There's 3 years from his knowledge.
Exactly. That's what we find. I found in my notes from Wilkinson here, because I'm not an expert in any means in any region, certainly none of the Baal HaHitor, but Wilkinson went through the Baal HaHitor. And in the Os Mem, in the Moda'a, on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, we find the following two lines. Kosef Rabbeinu Chananel. Af agav detanan ein tzarech liyos imel b'medina, Mihu tzarech liyos yodea baal hakarka, ki zeh shetoin achshav shemachar lo omed binachosav. Namely, that there had to be that beginning. There has to be a beginning. There has to be a knowledge. Before that person went to Antarctica, he knew this person is on his field. Then he's in Antarctica for 2.5 years, then he comes out. Then, you know, we will combine his original knowledge with his coming out and call that Gimel Shanim. But if he wasn't aware from the beginning, the fact that he becomes aware at the very end, even though l'chaora, there is room to say that's also called an awareness, a zipped awareness, but, you know, one requires an awareness of 3 years. So, in other words, one option is that you require a shtika of Gimel Shanim. And that means that this person had to be in a place where he could be mocha for 3 years. Another option is you require a yediya of shalosh shanim. And a third option, that of Rabbeinu Yonah, is you require a yediya that there was 3 years. Not a yediya of, in other words, parallel to the 3 years, but a yediya, even retroactively, that there was 3 years. So we have Rabbeinu Hananel, who says you need a beginning, you need an awareness. We have the other extreme, Rabbeinu Yonah, the sheets of saying that you have to have a shtik of Gimel Shanim. Certainly there's room for. Certainly there's room for it, but I didn't find it in a Rishon. Yes?
Could you say against Rabbi Yehuda that there's another side of the Chazakah of Izrei Bishtari for 3 years? So if the guy doesn't, if the entire time the Mahara has been in Shchuni Yavai, then why hasn't the Machzik been holding on to the Shtar? You make that head against it.
Yeah. That could be. That everything is interconnected. And we're going to come back and forth. Okay, this is all on one side of Rabbeinu Yonah. But let's take the other side. The other side is that this person was living next door for 2 years and 11 months. And then he was going to go on a cruise to Antarctica for 2 weeks. He went on the cruise and he figured, I'm going to be mocha when I come back from my cruise. I still have 2 weeks left. And the boat gets stuck in ice, and he only gets back after the 3 years is over. And he claims, I was in the Shchune Gavoy, I was in Antarctica for that last month, and therefore I couldn't be mocha. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, that's a taina. That's a proper taina. That breaks the chazaka of the machzik. Even though he was around, he could have been mocha the entire time, since he has 3 years, and he decided he was going to wait until the last week of the 3 years to be mocha, and if something happened and he was out of communication during that last week, he fell and he had he just was unconscious or mashu kaze. Then he has a taina. I was anabishkune gavai havai. That's enough. This is a problem that has, as you understand, has ramifications b'chol haTorah kula. There are places, in other words, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch in some 4 or 5 places. I'll leave out the Choshen Mishpat because we're dealing over here with Choshen Mishpat. So you have those rayas, but there's a raya in Yoredeya to this issue and in Orachayim. Let's start with Yoredeya. There we really have the Shitas brought out fully. In Hilchos Nedarim, I take a Shvua that sometime during the next year, I am nishba that I am going to give $100 tzedakah. I'm being nishba. I'm going to give $100 tzedakah sometime within the next year. And I wait until the last day, and that last day, the banks all of a sudden are closed for no reason. Totally onus, in other words, I can't give the money because I can't get to my money that last day. So the question is, am I over on my shvua because I could have done it for 364 days, or do we say no, that I have 365 days and I'm onus? So in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, there's a long Ramah in Sif Yud Beis, in which the Ramah writes as follows. Misha Nishba O Nodar L'asos davar betoch shana o biyom ploni. So first the Ramah gives an etza. Yesh lo l'asoso miyad o b'shacharis kishimagia oso hayom shema yishkach achar kach lo yaseno v'yavar o nidro shvuaso v'yim lo asahu miyad ki amar adayin yesh li p'nai l'asoso v'shachach o ne'enas achar kach v'lo asahu yesh omrim v'mikri onas And he quotes Aran in Ketzad HaRegel. That's what we call the Nemuche Yosef in Ketzad HaRegel. V'yesh Omrim Delo Mikri Ones. And he quotes the Chidush Agada in Gittin, in Perak Misha Achaza. Machlokes Rishonim. Quotes a Machlokes Rishonim. The Nemuche Yosef, who says that it's Ones, he deals with the case in the third Perak of Baba Kama, where you have someone who, let's say, put a hammer on his lap. And then he was reading, what do people read? He was reading, Shakespeare, and he got all involved in the Shakespeare, and then he heard the telephone, and he got up, and he forgot that the hammer was on his lap, and the hammer smashed something on the ground. So the Nemuche Yosef says that that's called shogeg, and that is called ones. That the shichacha, forgetting that something was on his lap, is considered to be ones. That's the Nemuche Yosef that he's quoting. And so my nafgamina, if it happens at the beginning, in the middle, in the end, if someone forgot, that's already called ones. The aguda that he's quoting deals in Gittin, is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Dalid, that deals with the world of Batei Arechoma. That if I sell, during the time of the Yovel, I sell a home in one of the cities that's Mukaf Choma, from the time of Yoshua Ben Nun, to another party. Just let me know, I'll stop. That I sell it to another party, and I have a year to redeem it. I have a year to be poded. So what used to be was that the person who bought it from me would hide on the last day of the year, that he wouldn't be available. I wouldn't be able to give him the money. So Hillel made a takana that I can throw the money into that person's window on the last day, and that's enough. So the Aguda says, from the fact that Hillel had to make a takana, it's mashma that without that I would have lost. Namely, I'm not called honest by waiting till the last day. It's not considered to be honest. There's a long taz over here in Yoredeya who disagrees with the proof from Batarei Choma. Maybe Hillel's takana was something totally different. But all of this is also brought in the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eger in Hilchos Tfila, in terms of Tashlumen. Namely, what happens if I'm in groups? Right? There's a minyan for Mincha Gedola at 12:45. Tara Shraga, there's a minyan of the Kollel at 2:45, and there's a minyan in Machon Lev whenever
on his way up.
There's a minyan in Machon Lev right before Shkia, and I say I'm going to daven Machon Lev, and then I get involved in learning and I forget to go to Machon Lev. Can I still daven Tashlumen? Am I considered to be ones due to my shichacha? But I brought myself to a point of negligence for waiting until the last minute. How do I view that? Okay, we'll start with that Linether when we come back. That's our question over here of Rabbeinu Yonah. The person waited till the last minute and then he got stuck in Antarctica. Okay, so Linether, the next time we'll continue. We send and into the Sugya of Shkunei Barai. Okay.
If we say that, the Shad Nidon.